The Pittsfield Public School Committee adopted a roughly $60.6 million budget last night under the city's level funding. The budget cuts 75.6 full-time jobs from the school district. The final adopted budget is $250,000 less than what was discussed at the budget hearing 2 weeks earlier. That raises the number of jobs cut to 75.6 full-time positions, including teachers, paraprofessionals, and district-wide positions. The further $250,000 cut brings the city under its budget ceiling by just $31,000. Superintendent Jason McCandless.
This is the end of the process. It's the end of this body's process. Upon adoption, really, a new process starts, and that's, now how do we do school? How do we do school based on this budget? And I think we have a plan to do that.
The district needed to cut $3 million from the budget because of the rising cost of health insurance and the city's levy limit. Pittsfield can't generate any more revenue from taxes under the required 2.5% levy limit set by state law. There is no override vote available to change that, and city officials say they can't move around funds because every department in the city has either reduced or maintained its budget. Employee pay raises, pension obligations, and the possibility that Eversource might raise electric rates hasn't helped the city's coffers or financial outlook either. But United Educators of Pittsfield President Brendan Sharon says the union agreed to forego taking step raises for half of the year in order to save teaching jobs. Steps are 3% raises each year.
And if you think about it, Pittsfield, we're number 275 out of the teachers in Massachusetts in terms of pay out of 330 districts. That's a sizable gap from some of our colleagues, even in the county. But we want to do this to help save as many positions as we can to maintain stability.
McCandless praised the teachers' union's $300,000 sacrifice.
If you look at almost every salary schedule in the United States of America, teachers come in here, if they stay 35 years, they may be double what they came in at. This was an extraordinary and in some ways unthinkable sacrifice that our teachers made in order to keep more rather than fewer teachers in the classroom.
McCandless then opted to further allocate $100,000 from the curriculum line to retain additional teachers. That will drop the total job loss to closer to 68. If all goes to plan.
Our total budget request to the city is $60,066,338. We are asking you to use $620,000 of school choice revenue and Richmond tuition revenue toward our budget. And so the entire school committee budget with our request to the city and with the $620,000 is $60,686,338 for fiscal 18.
It passed. That 0.4% reduction was attained by leaving unfilled the position of retiring assistant superintendent for college and career readiness for a savings of $55,000. The school committee also won't hire an elementary specialist who would earn $45,000 and chopped curriculum spending from $500,000 to $250,000. Some additional costs the school district faces are a $200,000 increase for out-of-district placement for special education services and hiring a high school vice principal. Mayor Linda Tyer, McCandless, and other administrators plan to confront the State House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee on May 2nd about the city's financial situation.
We really are going to be relying on the state to help us with our challenges, and there are many things that have made it difficult for gateway cities in particular to thrive in the environment of Proposition 2.5 and rising health insurance and lost property values. And so we're really suddenly, it feels like the perfect storm is suddenly collided here in the city of Pittsfield in 2017.
The school committee is also calling for changes to the state's foundation budget for education, which determines the level of state aid it can receive. The budget heads to the city council for final approval. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.